I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. This summer, we have been reviewing Dr. Husing's economic forecast for 2018 for the Inland Empire's six major economic sectors. We have already covered his forecast for the healthcare and logistics industries. Dr. Husing considers them to be booming and to be looking at an even bigger boom as the year continues. He is not so optimistic about the Inland Empire's manufacturing sector, as we're going to hear. With the exception of a certain smelly green agricultural crop that Dr. Husing says, now that it's been decriminalized, could help our manufacturing sector a great deal.
The Inland Empire manufacturing sector has grown in the past.
Well, as many years as you and I have been talking about this, you have manufacturing has never been up to what you consider its potential.
And it probably never will be again. But and that is because of the state's regulatory environment.
But it's certainly doing better now.
Well, when we look at the data, we will see that that's not true.
Really? Okay.
So if we look at how's California doing versus the U.S., again, looking at the period from 2011 at the bottom up to 2017, the U.S. has grown 7.9%, state only 4%. Even though the state has the biggest base of manufacturing to grow from, we only represented in that period 5.5% of all U.S. job growth in manufacturing. So we've basically killed off this sector in terms of it being a major growth force. The one example that I tend to try like to look at for that is just electrical cost. The cost of industrial electricity in October of 2017 in California was 14.61 cents per kilowatt hour, 14.6. Second place with North Dakota west of the Mississippi. It was 71.3% cheaper. Then you go to Arizona. It's 123.4% less. And then when you get to Nevada, we're 147.6% higher. So we're far more expensive. I show that chart to a company considering coming to California and bringing jobs. The answer is forget it. And that's not the only chart like that that we could look at. The amount of time to deal with regulators comes into effect. That is a huge barrier.
Now, there are people who are arguing that the renewable energy sources, solar, wind, they're not up to the point where we could rely on them now, but they have been growing just in the past 5 years.
The problem is they're more expensive so far than natural gas in order to generate power.
So they're going to have to come down.
They're going to have to come down to be equal to or below. That has not happened yet. Maybe it will. That would be good. But that still doesn't solve the regulatory problem. Let's take a company that has the following issue. We come up to speed. We put in the latest technology, which we're required to do by the rules, for air quality. We've got it in. It costs us $5 million. Somebody comes up with a new technique. It takes 5 years to recover the cost of that investment. But the law says, or the regulations say, I have to put it in now. Well, I have then an investment that is a stranded asset, and I don't get the chance to recover. These are the kinds of issues that come into effect when you make it a priority to only do one thing, to clean up the air. Which has gotten, you know, I've lived in Southern California for 60 years, and I remember when you didn't know there were mountains there, and now they're there all summer.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it has improved dramatically, though we never give anybody credit for that fact. I want them to continue to clean it up, but let's at least make sure that people have access to good-paying jobs to get to the middle class and out of poverty. Now, there is one piece of manufacturing that's new that's going to be hitting the market, and that is marijuana.
Mm.
And the most recent piece of news was the president, under pressure from the senator from Colorado, has said to the attorney general, I'm putting in policies that you are not to interfere with states that have decided to legalize either medical or what I laughingly call cannabis for fun. And you're seeing cities that are already agreeing under California law passed by the voters to open up that possibility. That will be a piece of manufacturing, and this is manufacturing, that will grow.
Marijuana is not agriculture. You call it manufacturing.
Because what it takes to do it is an incredible amount of electricity, mm-hmm. very sophisticated fiber optics, because you have to have the facility has to be 24 hours a day mm-hmm. viewable by regulators. Wow. It's indoors. You've got the effluent systems on the back end, the water systems on the front end. There's a lot of facilities and capital investment that has to be done to make this possible.
So you're taking the marijuana industry seriously?
Yes, very definitely. It is anticipated that it will go from a $2.83 billion operation with medical marijuana that existed last year to $6.45 billion by 2020, which essentially is more than doubling.
Next week, Dr. Husing will add all this together and issue his forecast for the region's manufacturing sector this year. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.